Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pray Different Podcast. We with the Pray Different Podcast. Brought to you by yours truly, where you get to see the raw and real ins and outs of a woman after Christ's heart. I'm Adeola, fearfully and wonderfully made in God's eyes, period. I know I gave this testimony the last episode, but I think it just fits this episode so beautifully. And also, if you have not caught up on the last one, catch up on that. But also, if you have caught up, you're going to hear the story again. Sorry. I can't stop talking about my God and what he's done for me. But God graced me with the opportunity to speak on a global platform in June. And that was a very transformative week in general. The entire week, I was there from the beginning of the week until the end of the program. And I was waiting on the Lord the entire time. And this time felt different. It felt like way more purposeful. And I felt closer to the Lord. And this year has just been great in that sense in general. But this time was just amazing. And so I was talking to a fellow sister in Christ. And we were talking about transformation and the things that the Lord is going to call us to let go of. And the things that he's going to call us to embrace. And at that time, the Lord had spoke to me and he said that I will no longer be going by Nicole, Nikki, Nico, or Beans. I'll be going by Adeola, which is my second first name. And it means crown of wealth, because I will be gaining riches in heaven. And that spoke to me beyond anything in this life, because one thing that I've been praying for consistently is that I will draw near to the presence of the Lord. And so if the Lord is calling me to gain riches in heaven, then he is calling me closer as well. And I just think that is so beautiful. But with that being said, let's get into this podcast episode. We're going to open us up in prayer. Of course, we're going to invite the Holy Spirit in. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning and keeping us safe through the night. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, for your favor, for your faithfulness, and for your love, Lord. Father God, we just ask that in this episode, Lord, that you will speak to us and you will speak through me in the mighty name of Jesus. Increase in me and I decrease in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I give you all the glory, all the adoration and honor. For in Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. I think this is so fitting because I just finished watching Hallelujah Challenge. But I've been following Hallelujah Challenge since, I believe the first time I took it serious for real was February's of this year. But this month, October, oh baby, I'm not playing. I'm not coming to play. And the Lord has definitely given me newness. He has blessed me beyond measure just in these few amount of days. We're not done yet. We're about halfway. We still have some time to go, but the Lord has shown out. And that's in my secret place. That's in my heart posture. That's in my praise. That's in my material blessings as well. And I just want, just in case, Brother Cheeky, just in case you're listening to this podcast, you have competition, Lou. I just want to let you know. Let me just disclaimer, because the undignified praise that I've been praising. but I was tuned into day 10. Before I get into that, I want to encourage everyone who is not tuned in to tune into Hallelujah Challenge. And I mean, like, connect truly. Check your heart, check your ambitions, check where your desires are, and praise the Lord with nothing in mind. Do you want to see the Lord's face or do you want to see his hands? If the Lord did nothing else for you, how would you praise him? And I think that speaks to a video that I recently saw on Instagram. And this girl had the same video, but there were two different captions. And it would say, for example, when the Lord says no versus when the Lord says yes. And she was still praising God. She was dancing at church. She was serving at church. It was things of that nature. But it just goes to show that her praise isn't due to her circumstance or what she's given, but because God is faithful. just and merciful, with grace, love, and compassion. And I think that is so important for each and every one of us to do on a daily basis, even outside of Hallelujah Challenge. But I feel like if you are starting to find it a little bit difficult to do that on your own, tuning in to Hallelujah Challenge will usher in a heart posture and an appreciation of praising God. But back to Hallelujah Challenge Day 10, we were talking about the Esther anointing, and this topic lined up so perfectly with this episode, which the Lord had given me in the spring. The Lord had laid out this entire season for me for the podcast, and the next one was I Am Royal and Peculiar. And I just thought that was so amazing, because as we were going through the meeting, the Lord reminded me, you have an episode to record. And I went to go look and I was like, okay, Lord, what was the topic that you gave me? And it was this. And I was like, period. Yeah. And one of the scriptures that we were talking about was Esther chapter 2, verse 17 through 18. And it reads, the king loved Esther more than all the other women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Verse 18, then the king made a great feast, the feast of Esther, for all his officials and servants, and he proclaimed a holiday in the provinces and gave gifts according to the generosity of a king. That is just so good in and of itself. If I didn't say nothing else, we could close out, because that was just like, if we break that down, the king loved Esther more than other women. She obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. And I just pray that as we are asking for the anointing of Esther, that the Lord's grace and favor will rest upon us, that he may crown us. And whoever the Vashtis are in our life that are trying to take our place, that are claiming our place, may the Lord crown us instead of those Vashtis in the mighty name of Jesus. And the king made a great feast, the feast of Esther, for all officials and servants. And I just ask the Lord that in the presence of our enemies, in the presence of our mockers, in the presence of those who didn't think we can do it, in the presence of those who kind of believed in us, but their faith was weary, I pray that the Lord will prepare a table for us, a feast for us. And he proclaimed a holiday in the provinces and gave gifts according to the generosity of a king. And the Lord can give exceedingly and abundantly. So how much more will he give us if the generosity of a king is great? And you have to speak this over yourself, that you carry the Esther anointing and all the Vashtis in your life will be removed. This is not just for women. I don't want people to think when they hear Esther anointing that this is strictly for women. There are men out there who are taking the place of other men that the Lord has called and raised to take that place. It may not look like it right now. It may be a little confusing, like, Lord, I'm doing all the things and I'm not seeing anything come from it. But the Lord is saying, just wait. At the appointed time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. I will crown you above your fellows, above the people who thought that was the place that they were supposed to be in. And so I just want you to know that in any area of your life, no matter race, gender, age, whatever the case may be, you need to speak this over yourself. And you also need to remember that as you have spoken it over yourself and you have said it with faith, that the Lord will bring it to pass according to his will. You are the royalty of Christ. You are the bridegroom of the king. He has given you purpose. The Bible says that the violent, the ones who are desperate for it, take it by force. So if you claim it to be yours, take it by force, because it is yours. The Lord has, but before we were formed in our mother's womb, Jeremiah 1:5 reminds us, he knew us and he set us aside for a purpose. So he has already allotted everything that is meant for us to us. It is for us to take it by force. It is for us to prepare. It is for us to rest in the grace of God, that even though we do these things, that the Lord will give it according to his grace, according to his will in the right time. Do not let Do not allow the enemy to steal what the Lord has given to you or spoken over you. Do not allow it, because you will think, you will have faith on something, and when you don't see it manifest in the time that you think it should manifest, you start to grow weary. Or, for example, we're talking about Hallelujah Challenge. There's so many people. We're on the 8th year anniversary. There's so many people who stopped at the 7th time, whereas their breakthrough may have been the 8th Hallelujah Challenge. And so I encourage you to keep pressing, keep asking the Lord, keep knocking and it shall be given to you. Keep seeking and you will find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. Keep asking. I'm telling you, keep pleading with the Lord, and he will reveal to you either why it's no, or he will reveal to you why it's not yet, or the Lord will grant it upon you. And going into Esther chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Do not let, I plead, I beg you, do not let your destiny pass you by because of fear, because of man's approval, because you don't think you can do it. Whatever the case may be, do not let your destiny pass you by, because the scripture tells us in Esther 4:14 that if you stay silent in this time, you and your father's house will perish. I also want people to realize that sin is not just something that will affect you, but you also have to think about your third and fourth generation, all the way down the lineage, because there are times where the person who was sinning did not receive the punishment, but their generations to come did. And it's important that we do not let fear, man's approval, we don't let comfort mindset to hinder us from fulfilling the destiny and the purpose that the Lord has called us to. As you know, as I've mentioned before, the Lord led me to denounce a Greek letter organization, and through my long awaited obedience, the Lord is setting others free. We are called for such a time as this. There are so many things that may feel scary. There are things that may feel like, Lord, what's the purpose? Why do I even need to do this? But the Bible also urges us to lean not on our own understanding. When you are looking for understanding in a place that the Lord is calling you to be obedient, you will miss it. Woo! Don't miss it. Please don't miss it. Oh, my days. My goodness. My God, my God. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light." You are a chosen generation. The Lord had already set you apart. Like, this is nothing new. This is not a surprise to the Lord. He already chose you. You're a royal priesthood. You are of the lineage of royalty. So it only makes sense that you come next. You step into your appointed time. You're a holy nation. You're set apart. You're consecrated for the purpose of the Lord, because he has called us his special people. He called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light, that we may fulfill destiny, that we may fulfill purpose, that we may make heaven crowded. Like Esther, you have been crowned over the world, over the enemy and his devices. No, this doesn't mean you'll be famous or you'll have the biggest platform. You may not be the next Jackie O. Perry or the next Philip Anthony Mitchell. A small community may only know you, but the Lord has called us to steward a purpose and a grace, and that is for our appointed time, whatever it may look like. Where you are, you will be on assignment, and by God's grace, you will touch the lives of those around you for the saving of their souls, for the glory unto the Lord's name, for the jam-packing of heaven, and for the shame of the devil. Yes. This is also why the words you speak are so important, because kings and queens, they say things and things just change. People move, you know, they just on their word, they're like, get me this. The servant is on the way. They're gone. They're doing it. They're making it happen. How much more the Lord? Why do we fear man more than we fear the Lord? Why do we reverence kings and presidents more than we reverence the Lord? Proverbs 18 verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So if you put power in death, you will eat the fruit of death. If you put power in life, you will eat the fruit of life. You need to be a king or a queen, surrendered to the Lord with his people always in mind, because you have to understand the blessings you get, the lessons you learn, they're not just for you. They're for the encouragement, they're for the breakthrough, they're for the deliverance of other people as well. When you think about that, like, the Bible is also written in people's perspectives, as in their stories. And their stories are causing breakthrough and deliverance now. You are not anointed or crowned to show off or look like that person who everybody wants to be like. But you are called to rule territories. You're called to decree things that they may be established. You're called to trample upon snakes and scorpions. And most importantly, lead his children to the promised land. Do not be so focused on everything else that you do not do what the Lord has called you to do. If you do not know what the Lord is calling you to do, you need to seek his face. I've said this before, but there was a point in time where I just laid completely out. I was literally flat on the floor. I was in the presence of the Lord, and I said, Lord, what is my purpose? What do you want me to do? And the Lord said, well, how do you glorify me? And I said, well, I talk about you a lot. And he said, well, speak. Speak. And it was so funny. I had a dream as well, and I went to my pastor, and I was asking him what his interpretation of it is, because I asked the Lord, I wasn't really getting anything, and my pastor came to my mind, and it was a dream that woke me up, because there was such a pain in my hip, and the first thing I thought of when I felt the pain was Jacob, when the Lord touched his hip and dislocated it. And I was like, what does this mean? And it was just so funny, because my pastor, after me coming to the revelation, I think it was probably like a year and a half, maybe 2 years after that, the revelation that the Lord has called me to use my voice to set people free, that he said that the Lord has appointed you to speak of his good works. Yes, we are all called to speak, but there's a certain revelation, there's a certain anointing, there's a certain fluency in your language that the Lord gives you when he has called you to speak. And he said, your tongue is anointed, and he anointed my tongue. And it just makes me to realize that I have to be more careful about what I say, because I'm anointed to speak. So if I'm anointed to speak, I can speak death upon something. I can speak life upon something. The Lord is calling me to choose to speak life. God is good. I hope that you realize that you are royalty. What you say can cause shifts, may not be in the physical, but most definitely in the spiritual. You need to choose life over death. You are a peculiar people. You are a chosen generation. You are set apart. You cannot look like the world. You cannot receive the same things that they receive. There are sometimes where I'm going to be a little vulnerable here. I have been trusting the Lord to enter into a kingdom relationship, to enter into a kingdom marriage. And I don't talk about this enough. I feel like I talk about it with my friends and my family, my close people. But I also need to encourage those around me as well and let them know that your waiting is not in vain. I'm still waiting. But the reason that the Lord has called us to wait, we may never understand. But it is for a purpose. And then there are times where I grow weary and I'm like, well, Lord, I see you doing it for people who I feel like, keyword, I feel like, because I can only perceive what I see and people don't always put everything out. But I'm like, Lord, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. This person, you know, they're not even, they over there fornicating, they cussing up a storm, they speak death more than they speak life. And the Lord is like, bruh, you can't have what the world has. You just can't. And I'm not in that marriage, so it won't be fruitful for my kingdom. And I'm like, yeah, you right. And there's other people that I'm Lord, you're doing it for them. I'm doing the same things that they're doing. Why not me? And the Lord is like, it's not your appointed time, for one, which doesn't sound comforting in the time being. But like, when you think about it over the time, the Lord's way is way better. I'm telling you, it's way better. So it's like, I would have to like pout and cry and ask the Lord what is going on. But he's like, you're a chosen people. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're set apart for a time as this. You have the Queen Esther anointing. Your tongue is powerful. So no, I can't just give you anyone. You need to go through some things. You need to be pruned. You need to be purged of all these things that you have attached yourself to. And I too am working on my son as well. You may think that you have it all together. You have it all in line because you know me. You have a relationship with me, but it's not even about that. It's not just about having a relationship. You need to change. There's transformation that needs to come here too. And I'm doing that with my son as well. And that's just a testimony on how the Lord has chosen us already. He has already set us apart. And we need to be still and know that he is God. Meaning in everything we do, we praise him regardless of the situation. We worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship becomes our lifestyle, where we are constantly doing all things to the glory of the name of the Lord because we are chosen. We are his children. We are of the royal line of Jesus Christ. It'd be hard sometimes, but you have to remind yourself. That's why getting in the word is so important. And so I just want to encourage you to dwell in the presence of the King, because you are royalty, and it's easier to understand what to do next in your queenhood, in your kinghood, if you go to the King who precedes you currently still. Yeah, because he's living. He didn't precede you. He precedes you. He's still the King, regardless of you being in a place of royalty or not. We are royalty because of him. And so go out, seek the Lord intentionally, worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise him, O King and Queens of the Most High God, and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, man. I'm going to close this out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We adore you. We give you all the glory, all the adoration, all the honor, for you alone art worthy, O Lord. Lord, we ask that in the mighty name of Jesus, you would grant us the grace to steward your presence well, to not take you for granted, to not take the breath in our lungs for granted, O Lord, that we will use it, Lord Jesus, for your kingdom. For we are kings and queens, and our tongues are powerful. Help us to realize that and speak life over every single situation, every circumstance, no matter what it looks like. May we praise you, expecting nothing back. May we praise you for all that you have done, even if you do nothing else, Lord. May we worship you in spirit and in truth, knowing that you are the one true God. Father, we give you all the glory, all the adoration, and we ask that as we continue on our way, Lord, that you'll continue to order our steps in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I really hope that you were blessed by this. And I say this every time, that the Lord says things that I didn't even plan to say. And he's typically speaking to me through my own mouth. So that's just a blessing. But thank you guys for tuning in. I will talk to you later. Bye.